Georges Lefebvre, The Coming of the French Revolution. The coming of the French Revolution was a landmark in the historiography of the French Revolution. Written in 1939, at a time when the French Republic was endangered by internal and external threats, the text described the fourfold stages by which the power of the monarchy and the society of orders collapsed in France during 1789. Lefebvre believed that the French Revolution was not just a political crisis, but an egalitarian assault on inherited privileges and social hierarchies. These values were articulated by the bourgeoisie, a class whose growing prosperity came into conflict with a reactionary aristocracy. But the noble and bourgeois elites, who defied the crown and swept away feudalism, were only able to succeed thanks to the contribution of simultaneous but autonomous uprisings by the urban masses and the peasants. Lefebvre brought together a Marxist understanding of class struggle, a Jacobin defense of republican values, and a subtle narrative of political change across 1789 to create the definitive social interpretation of the revolutionary era. It dominated scholarship in France, in Europe, and in America for a generation, until it came under substantial attack from both soft and hard revisionists from the 1960s and 1970s. The text remains fundamental for understanding how the historiography of the revolution evolved in the second half of the 20th century.